Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, your daily dose of knowledge from Wikipedia's finest articles. The featured article for Saturday, the 28th of September 2024 is Igor Stravinsky.
Igor Fyodorovich Stravinsky, the 17th of June, O.S., the 5th of June, 1882, the 6th of April 1971, was a Russian composer and conductor with French citizenship from 1934 and American citizenship from 1945.
He is widely considered one of the most important and influential composers of the 20th century and a pivotal figure in modernist music. Born to a famous bass in St. Petersburg, Russia, Stravinsky grew up taking piano and music theory lessons. While studying law at the University of St. Petersburg, he met Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov and studied music under him until the latter's death in 1908. Stravinsky met the impresario Sergei Diaghilev soon after, who commissioned the composer to write three ballets for the Ballets Russes Paris Seasons: The Firebird, 1910, Petrushka, 1911, and The Rite of Spring, 1913, the last of which caused a near riot at the premiere due to its avant-garde nature and later changed the way composers understood rhythmic structure. Stravinsky's compositional career is often divided into three main periods: his Russian period, 1913 to 1920, his neoclassical period, 1920 to 1951, and his serial period, 1954 to 1968. During his Russian period, Stravinsky was heavily influenced by Russian styles and folklore. Works such as Renard, 1916, and Les Noces, 1923, drew upon Russian folk poetry, while compositions like L'Histoire du Soldat, 1918, integrated these folk elements with popular musical forms, including the tango, waltz, ragtime, and chorale. His neoclassical period exhibited themes and techniques from the classical period, like the use of the sonata form in his octet, 1923, and use of Greek mythological themes in works including Apollon Musaget, 1927, Oedipus Rex, 1927, and Persephone, 1935. In his serial period, Stravinsky turned towards compositional techniques from the Second Viennese School, like Arnold Schoenberg's 12-tone technique. In Memoriam Dylan Thomas, 1954, was the first of his compositions to be fully based on the technique, and Canticum Sacrum, 1956, was his first to be based on a tone row. Stravinsky's last major work was the Requiem Canticles, 1966, which was performed at his funeral. While many supporters were confused by Stravinsky's constant stylistic changes, later writers recognized his versatile language as important in the development of modernist music. Stravinsky's revolutionary ideas influenced composers as diverse as Aaron Copland, Philip Glass, Béla Bartók, and Pierre Boulez, who were all challenged to innovate music in areas beyond tonality, especially rhythm and form. In 1998, Time magazine listed Stravinsky as one of the 100 most influential people of the century. Stravinsky died of pulmonary edema on the 6th of April 1971 in New York City, having left six memoirs written with his friend and assistant Robert Kraft, as well as an earlier autobiography and a series of lectures. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:51 UTC on Saturday, the 28th of September 2024. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Igor Stravinsky. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Neural Amy.